Good morning, church.
会众早安。
Even though it's cold, but we still have the warmth of God's love.
今天的天气非常的冷，可是我们的内心被上帝的爱变得火热。
We thank God that we have children in the midst of our worship together.
谢谢神，让我们的孩子们能够跟我们一同来敬拜。
Well, this morning we have three families.
今天早上我们有三个家庭。
Wanting to dedicate their child.
愿意把他们的孩子奉献给神。
Before the Lord.
在上帝的面前奉献给神。
We praise God for them.
我们感谢赞美主。
I would like to invite the parents.
今天我现在要邀请这样的家长到前面来。金晨星、王思琪。
For the child Janice Kim.
和他们的小孩金娜妍。
And also the parents.
家长王浩、沙尼。
For the child of
和他们的小孩王佳宁。
Peter Wang. And the third one.
第三位家长是柯多星和程邦。
Eden Kerr.
和他们的小孩柯坚恩。
Okay, can the parents come forward?
可以请家长，三位家长们到前面来吗？
Let's look up there.
让我们看上面的投影。
你们可以看这个啊，好吗 ？Okay. So 我要问你们 question.
我要问你们问题。
Okay. In the Bible it says that in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says that now faith is confident in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
在希伯来书十一章一节中说，信心是对盼望的事有把握，对还没有看见的事很确定。
Parents, you come here by faith, bringing your child here.
家长们今天是带着信心来到主的面前，并把你们的孩子奉献给上帝。
It is your faith in action.
这是你们信心体现在行动的表现。
Okay, the next one.
接下来一章。
By faith, Abraham obeyed.
凭着信心，亚伯拉罕因为有信心，他就遵守上帝的旨意。
Receiving God's blessing upon your child, your children, is an act of faith in which we trust them to God.
把孩子奉献到神的面前，是我们信心的表现，因为我们相信上帝的指引和引导。
Next one. As for parents, blessing our children is an act of faith.We put before God.
对父母来说，祝福孩子是我们对上帝的信任。我们把我们的小孩交在主的面前。
It is our trust.
是我们的信心。
Them to God.
把他们带到上帝的面前。
And we work, obey God's teaching to teach them grow up.
我们顺服上帝的教导，并在上帝的里面培养我们的孩子。
Next, I have.Three questions to ask you in Mandarin.
我有三个问题要问你们。
The first question is realizing that no one is perfect. Will you do your best to model for your child a life of obedience as according to God's purpose?
第一个问题是你们是否愿意在生活中有美好的见证，使你们的孩子借着你们的榜样而认识耶稣基督。
If you agree, you say yes, we will. May God be my helper.
如果你愿意，请回答说我愿意，愿意上帝成为我们的帮助。
So the first question, will you?
Yes, we will. May God be my helper.
Right, good. Second question, do you hear this day? Ask God's blessing upon your child's life.To guide them, to guard them, and to direct them, your child according to all his days of his life or her life.
第二个问题是，你们是否愿意为你们的孩子祷告，让上帝指引、保守和领导孩子的脚步？
Yes, we will. May God be in mind.
Wonderful. The third question, do you pledge as parents that you will bring up your child in the discipline and instruction of the Lord?
第三个问题是，你们是否愿意在主的道中教导他们，使他们的信心成长，灵性成熟，讨神喜悦？
Wonderful. Now I ask the congregation, can you please stand?
现在请会众起立。
It takes a village. It takes a village to raise a child.
对，培养孩子是需要一个群体一起来支持。
So brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们。
As the family of God.
作为神家的一员。
Will you support these parents and their children?
你们会不会愿意来支持这些家长和孩子们？
In prayer.
在你们的祷告中。
Encourage them.
鼓励他们。
In their growth.
在他们的成长当中
In Jesus Christ,
在上帝里面
If you agree, we will say together.
如果你同意的话我们会一起来回答说
One, two, three.
我们愿意我们愿意
God, May God be our helper.
愿上帝成为我们随时的帮助
Allow me to pray for you all, okay? That God will bless your children and all their families as well.
让我们一起来为这些家长和孩子们一同来祷告
Father, into your hand.
上帝在你的手中。
We commit this child.
我们把这些小孩子。
They are so lovely.
他们非常的可爱。
You loved each and every one of us.
你爱我们每一个人。
You have great plans to bless them.
你在我们的生活生命里有美好的计划。
Not to harm them.
不是伤害他们的计划。
To give them hope.
是给他们希望。
And a future.
是给他们的未来。
You are good God.
你是一个很好的上帝。
Thank you for the parents.
谢谢主，我们为着父母而感恩。
They come by faith.
他们是凭着信心来到你的面前
A simple trust in God,
单单的只是相信主耶稣上帝
to allow God's word,
去允许上帝你自己的话语
to guide them,
来引导他们
to nurture them,
来培养他们
to walk with Jesus,
跟上帝耶稣同行
all the days of their life,
在他们生命中
Let your word
让你的话语
direct their footsteps
直接的对他们来说话引领他们的脚踪
Let no sin
让没有罪恶
rule over them
让没有罪恶来越过他们
Thank you Jesus
谢谢上主耶稣
You are with them
你与他们同在
You bless this family
你来祝福他们的家庭
Thank you God
谢谢上帝
In Jesus name we pray
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen
Amen
I have a certificate. Let's give them a clap. Thank you.
大家请坐。
Yours is Janice. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Okay, now is the time for the children to give an item presentation.
现在由我们的小朋友来为我们献诗。
请听耶稣我爱你。
Thank you.
Let's greet each other. 耶稣爱你。
让我们对身边的弟兄姐妹们来说，耶稣爱你。Jesus loves you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's better, isn't it? Oh, okay. Do you want to? Yeah. Everyone say, 耶稣爱我。Isn't it wonderful? The Bible tells us,耶稣爱我，
是不是非常的奇妙？圣经告诉我们说，耶稣爱我 ，Jesus loves me.
I would like to ask the teaching teachers in the children ministry.
现在我要邀请在我们儿童主日学的老师和帮助者们站起来。
Will you please come forward here?
请你们到前面来。
Teachers and helpers.
老师和帮助者们到前面来。
The church is blessed to have children ministry with teachers and helpers.
我们的教会非常的受祝福，因为我们有这么多的老师和帮助者们在我们的儿童事工上。
We have as young as junior youth, as Emma, Tina, Vanessa, Kylie. Where's Kylie? Where are you?
我们有非常年轻的帮助者，好像中高学生。
Isn't it wonderful to have them?
这是不是非常的奇妙？我们有这么多好的帮助者和老师们。
Today, when we celebrate children ministry,
当我们今天来庆祝儿童的事工、儿童奉献礼的时候
，beside dedicate the children before God,
除了我们把儿童奉献在上帝的面前
，we want to thank each and every one of them.
我们也希望通过这样的机会向每一位老师和帮助者们道谢。
They put their heart and their devotion.
他们将他们的心和奉献在神的面前。
Make every effort.
让奉献在神的面前。
Teaching God's word.
付出并且教导上帝的话语。
To the children.
对我们的孩子们教导上帝的话语。
38 years ago.
38年前。
There was a Sunday school teacher.
之前有一位主日学老师。
He shared.A testimony.
他分享了一个他自己的见证。
He never knew.
他从来不知道。
What is in this boy's hand?
他从来不知道在手中有什么。
Every little children that God put him to teach them.
可是他知道上帝要他来教导我们的孩子们。
38 years later.
38年以后。
This boy called Scott Morrison.
这一位先生就是我们现在的 Prime Minister Scott Morrison, 莫里森。
He is the Prime Minister of Australia.
他现在是我们的澳洲的总理。
My encouragement to you teachers and helpers.
现在我要对我们的老师和帮助者们鼓励。
What you do today.
你们今天所做的。
Put your heart into it.
将你们的心奉上。
You never know.
你永远不知道。
God raised these children.
上帝会如何来养育这些孩子，让他们成为传道人，让他们成为这个教会的传道人。
Can be an ambassador.
让我们成为
in the nation.
成为印尼。
Can be a scientist.
也许可以成为一个科学家。他会成为某一样的人。
God has great plans.
上帝有非常非常好的旨意在他们的身上。
Because your hard work.
因为你的心在其中工作。
With this encouragement.
这样的鼓励。
Give your best to Jesus.
让我们在上帝的面前有一颗积极的心。
I have a gift for you.
我有一个礼物要给你们。
Children, I want you to come forward.
小朋友们，我想要你们到前面来。 天父上帝，我们感谢你为这些老师们来向你献上感谢。因为他们爱你，主耶稣基督。因为你先爱了我们。因为你的爱和祝福。因为你的爱感染了他们。让他们来教导这样的小孩。让他们来帮助这些小孩子们。让他们能够更知道神，这个创造天地的主，在他们年少的时候知道这位创造天地的主，天父上帝荣耀的主，请你来使用这些老师和帮助们的生命，让他们今天就成为某一些人的祝福。谢谢我们的主，你是美善的主。当我们说主啊，我愿意，你就来使用我们。谢谢上帝，让我们让求你来祝福他们，成为他们的帮助，让我们有一个健全的身体和心智。让他们能够与你建立起美好的关系，让你的智慧来教导他们，让他们来分享。谢谢我的主，愿奉主耶稣基督的名我祷告，阿们。谢谢。
Okay, children, I have something for you.
小朋友们，我有一些东西要给你们。
Okay, children, come forward.
小朋友们，我们可以到前面来。在过去的几个月之前，我种了一株辣椒，我看着辣椒是怎么样的长大。当它们长大的时候，我都好开心。我的太太 Serene， 她也非常开心，她摘下了辣椒，把它们变成了辣椒酱。在马来西亚我们叫三八酱。它让我非常的高兴。因为我很喜欢吃这样的一个辣椒酱。
Alright, thank you. So isn't it amazing?
这是不是非常的奇妙呢？
When we see our plants growing,
当我们看到我们的植物长大的时候，
okay, we are going to do something.
我们现在要一起来做一些事情。
We are going to do a mung bean sprout.
我们现在要一起来种绿豆芽。
This mung bean.
这是绿豆。
All right. Afterward, each of you will get some.Plus a container.
之后我们小朋友们都会拿到一些绿豆芽，也会拿到一些容器。
Right. This man being, I have to put into a container.
去外面，去外面。我要把这个绿豆放在这个容器里面。
For example, I put this container, and I put this man being inside.
我把这个绿豆放到这个塑料的容器里。
And I put a little bit of water.
放一点点的水。
Wow, can you see that?
可以看到这里面吗？
Let's look at it.
让我们一同来看。
Can you see growing?
可以看到它长大吗？
Why?
为什么不可以？
Why is not growing?
为什么没有长大？
No soil, yes.
没有泥土。
Alright, yeah, yeah. What else? What else? No sunlight.
啊，没有阳光。
They are very smart, isn't it? Yes.It takes time.
啊，需要时间让它长大。
Awesome, isn't it?
很棒的。
Right.
They will grow up slowly.
Yeah. Well done.
他们会慢慢的长大。
Isn't it correct?
这是对的。
It takes time and it grow up slowly.
是需要时间让它慢慢的来长大。
Now you see, perhaps next Sunday, you will see this growing. When you take it back, you put it, and then you let it grow. Okay?Then see next Sunday when you bring it, see what is the result.
把它带回
see how tall it will grow.
把它带回去以后，也许下一个礼拜天它就会长大了。让我们一起来看看它下个礼拜天它能长得多大。
People grow another way as well.
我们人们也是这样子来成长的。
They also grow spiritually.
我们的灵命上也一样有这样的成长。
When they decided to follow Jesus.
当我们决定要来跟随耶稣的时候。
When they take Jesus as their special friends.
当我们把耶稣基督当成我们最特别的朋友。
Just like you and me.
就像是你和我一样。
We all can grow.
我们都可以一样成长。
Closer to God.
更靠近神。
And we can grow to be like Jesus.
让我们成长得更像耶稣基督。
Remember the songs that we used to praise God?
记得我那首歌我们一起唱过来赞美神的吗？
To be like Jesus. Remember the song? Okay, let's sing together. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. All I ask.To be like him, all through life journey, all through life journey, from earth to glory, all I ask, to be like him. Wonderful, isn't it? I just want to be like Jesus.
这首歌唱的就是我单单希望的就是成长得更像耶稣。
Okay. Now, we are going to tell you, I'm going to tell you about memory verse.
今天我要来告诉大家一节经文，让大家来记得，让我们一起来记得这节经文。
Okay, let's do it like that. Jesus grew, in wisdom, in stature, now stand up, in stature means body strong, okay? Then in favor with God,And man. One more time. Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, and man. Okay, let's do it one more time. Alright, ready? See whether you can remember that, alright? I'm going to see you doing, okay, and there. You are going to look over that. Let's turn yourself and look over that so that they can see you, what you learned today. Alright, ready? 1, 2, 3. Jesus grew, in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and man. One more time. Well, that's good. Okay, one more time. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Jesus grew...In wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and men. Well, that's good. Turn over here. Okay? Now I'm going to pray for you.
现在我要来为你们一同来祷告。
Okay? Father God, God, I praise you.
天父上帝，我赞美你。
You are a good God.
你是甚好的神。
All the time. And thank you for loving me so dearly.
谢谢你爱如此这般的爱我。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
I love you too.
我爱你。
I want to grow to be like Jesus.
我希望成长得像耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus grew in wisdom.
就像耶稣一样在智慧。
In stature.
在身量。
In favor with God and man.
并神和人喜爱的心。
Father God.
天父上帝。
Increase my wisdom.
增加我的智慧。
And provide me a healthy mind and body.
给我一个健全的心智和身体。
Teach me, Lord.
上帝，你来教导我。
What you want me to do?
你想要让我做些什么？
And I will obey you faithfully.
我就会凭着信心来完全的顺服你。
Teach me, Lord.
教导我，上帝。
To serve you.
让我如何的来侍奉你。
With complete devotion.
并且完全的委身的侍奉你。来帮助我
to believe,
帮助我相信
to trust,
帮助我信靠
and obey your
帮助我顺服你的话语
direct my footsteps,
引领你在 我的脚步在你的话语里
according to your word,
在你的话语里引领我
let no sin rule over me,
不要让任何的罪恶掌控我支配我
thank you, God,
谢谢我的神
for your blessings,
谢谢你的祝福
And helping me to grow,
和帮助我成长
to become more like Jesus,
让我更成长得更像耶稣基督
In Jesus' name I pray,
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen,
Amen.
All right, I want your children, you sit around here and the teacher will give you the cup. Yeah, the teacher will give you a cup and help you with the mung bean. All right, now sit around here. Yeah, sit around here.And then the teacher will help you with pour up some water as well.
现在小朋友们可以坐下来，然后老师会给每一位小朋友一个塑料的容器和一些绿豆回家种植。
Let's look at the video.
现在我们要来看一个影片。
One day, a young boy asked his father, what is the value of his life? Instead of answering, the father told his son to take this rock and go sell it at a market. If anybody asks the price, raise two fingers and don't say anything. The boy then went to the market, and a woman asked, how much is this rock? I want to put it in my garden. The boy didn't say anything and raised up two fingers. And the woman said,$2, I'll take it. And the boy went home and told his father, a woman wants to buy this rock for $2. The father then said, son, I want you to take this rock to a museum. If anybody wants to buy it, don't say a word and just put up two fingers. The boy then went to the museum and a man wanted to buy the rock. The boy didn't say a word and put up two fingers. And the man said, $200, I'll take it.The boy was shocked and went running home. Father, a man wants to buy this rock for $200. His father then said, son, the last place I want you to take this rock is to a precious stone store. Show it to the owner and don't say a word. And if he asks the price, just put up two fingers. The son then went to a precious stone store. He showed the rock to the owner. Where did you find this stone? It is one of the most rarest stones in the world.I must have it. How much would you sell it for? The boy put up two fingers, and the man said, I'll take it for $200,000. The boy, not knowing what to say, ran home to his father. Father, there's a man that wants to buy the rock for $200,000. His father then said, Son, do you know the value of your life now? You see, it doesn't matter where you come from.Where you were born, the color of your skin, or how much money you were born into. It matters where you decide to place yourself. the people you surround yourself with, and how you choose to carry yourself. You may have lived your whole life thinking that you were a $2 stone. You may have lived your whole life surrounded by people that saw your worth only for $2. But everybody has a diamond inside of them. And we can choose to surround ourselves with people that see our value and see the diamond inside of us. We can choose to put ourselves in a market or put ourselves in a precious stone store. And you can also choose to see the value in other people. You can help other people see the diamond inside of them. Choose the people you surround yourself with wisely. That can make all the difference in your life.
Let that be light. Thank you, Alberto. Just now we say Jesus loves you and me.
是的，上帝爱我也爱你。
God say I value you.
上帝说你在我的里面是有价值的。
We are so precious.
我们是非常珍贵的。
Every one of us are very precious to God.
每一个我们每一位人都非常的珍贵在上帝里面。
God created us for a purpose.
上帝创造我们是有目的的。
In the wonderful development,
在这样奇妙的演变中
，Jesus grew in wisdom,
耶稣
in stature, in favor with God and man.
耶稣在智慧、身量并神与人的喜爱中一起增长。
What the Bible teaches us about growing up, just as Jesus grew as an example.
圣经用主耶稣如何成长来教导我们，我们应当如何来成长。
Jesus grew in wisdom that is mentally sound.
主耶稣在智慧中成长，这个是指心理上的成长。
In Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding.
在箴言二章六节中说，因为耶和华赐人智慧、知识和聪明，都由他口而出。
Wisdom is the quality of having experience.
智慧是我们在心智上的成熟。
Knowledge and sound judgment.
知识和悟性出自于他的口。
It's a quality of being wise.
是一种智慧的体现。
Just now you hear the little children.
就像是现在你们看到我们的孩子们一样。
Their explanation is very wise.
他们的表达是非常非常有智慧的。
They say no sunlight.
他们说不是需要阳光使植物生长，是需要时间使植物生长。
That's a part of wisdom.
这是智慧的表现。
The second part is Jesus grew in stature.
第二个部分是主耶稣在身量上成长。
The next one. Jesus said that when you need wisdom in James chapter 1 verse 5, if any one of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
在雅各书一章五节中说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐于众人，也不斥责人的神，主必赐给他。
This is the promises of God.
这是上帝对我们的应许。
Grab these promises.
我们要紧紧地抓住这样的应许。
We need wisdom every day.
我们是每一天都需要智慧的。
Next, Jesus grew in stature.
耶稣基督在身量上的成长。
Physically fit.
身量上的成长。
It's a quality, in stature is a quality or a status gained by growth, development and achievement.
身量上的成长指的是在体格上的成长、发育和收获中得到质量和状态。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8,
在提摩太前书四章八节中说到，
For physical training is of some value.But godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因为有今生和来世的应许。
From preschooler, the teachers is teaching them, equipping them, training the children to be living a life of godliness.
从小朋友的学前班，老师们就来教导他们，让他们能够成为主耶稣的精兵。
As parents, we are to teach our children godliness.
作为家长，我们也要来在属灵里来教导我们的孩子们。
Godliness is more precious than other things.
属灵是比任何事情都来得更加宝贝。
It's with God's help.
因为是在上帝的帮助里。
With God's promises.
在上帝的应许里。
You help equip them with godliness.
在你来帮助你的孩子们成为属灵的孩子。
Next is Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God.
接下来，上帝是在神的喜爱中成长的。
That is our spiritual life with God.
神的喜爱指的是我们在灵命中与上帝的连结。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
彼得前书二章五节中说
，You also like living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God.Through Christ Jesus.
你们来到主的面前，也就像是活石，被建造成为主的灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着主耶稣奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Our hope as a parent.
我们做父母亲的盼望。
We have dinner together or meal together.
我们一同来享用晚餐。
We give thanks to God.
我们一同将感谢献给神。
We pray together as family.
我们作为家庭一同来祷告。
We nurture our children.
我们培养我们的小孩。
About spiritual journey with God.
教导他们在灵命上的属灵上的脚步。
Helping the little ones.
帮着小朋友们。
To know God loves us.
知道神是爱我们的。
God want to lead our life.
上帝是想要指引我们的脚步的。
We put God first.
我们把上帝放在第一。
In our family.
在我们的家庭里。
And this is the offering spiritual sacrifice before acceptable to God.
在我们家庭里面，我们都是把所有的事情把它奉献在神的面前，求得上帝的悦纳。
Then.Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, and now is with man.
上帝在智慧、身量和神喜爱中成长，现在他是在人的喜爱中成长。
It talks about relational.
在人的喜爱中成长指的是与人之间的关系。
In the next one, in the 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11.
在哥林多后书13:11中说
Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another to be of one mind, live in peace, and God of love and peace be with you.
还有末了的话，愿弟兄们喜乐，要做完全的人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦，如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。
Next, we heard about it takes a village to raise a child.
我们听说我们是需要一个群体一起来养育我们的小孩。
There's one book called It Takes a Church Community to Raise a Christian.
同样的，我们需要一整个教会来帮助我们，我们教会的群体来帮助我们教养我们的孩子成为基督徒。
Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 4.
在以弗所书第四章中说
Verse 12, he says, tell us that it is our responsibility to equip God's people to do God's ministry.
建立教会是我们的责任，牧养孩子是崇高神圣的呼召，需要坚持到底，也要委身于神所托付的。
You can see this group of dedicated, committed teachers.
可以看到照片里这些愿意在神的面前奉献摆上的人们。
We thank the Lord.
我们谢谢主。
For each and every one of them.
为着每一个人来感谢神。
Children ministry is a high and holy calling with commitment to God.
儿童的事工是崇高神圣的，是他的呼召是需要坚持到底，也是需要委身于所神所托付的。
It is not like someone told me.
不是像有些人，不是像一些事情是别人来告诉我们去做什么。
You just try it out.
你就要试试看就好了。
Before you buy.
你在买之前试试看。
If you try it out not good.
如果你试试看了以后不合适
doesn't fit you,
不合身的话
then change.
你可以换一个
This holy calling,
这样神圣的呼召
to serve God is a holy calling.
服侍上帝是一个神圣的呼召
When you accept Jesus,
当你们接受主耶稣的时候
into your life,
在你的心中接受主耶稣的时候
you accept his calling,
你接受了他的呼召
you accept his love,
你接受了他的爱
you say, Jesus, I love you.
你说主耶稣我爱你
I give my whole life
我把我的所有的生命都给予你
It is a holy calling.
这是一个神圣的呼召
When you serve,
当我们服侍主的时候
Give your best to the master.
把我们最好的给这位创造天地的主。
Next, the Bible. The Bible teaching in Ephesians chapter 4 that a healthy and unified church is the result of training, commitment, equipping the people in the church for serving one another, bearing fruit in every good work.Growing in the knowledge of God so that we may live a life worthy of the Lord and to please Him, doing God's will in our lives.
在圣经以弗所书教导我们一个健康合一的教会是通过训练委身装备主内弟兄姐妹们彼此服侍相助叫身体和教会渐渐增长与属于元首耶稣基督在爱中被建立合乎配得陶主喜悦顺服神的旨意。
You look at that houses,
当我们看到这些小房子的时候
it's a shape of love,
它是一个爱的形状
because love,
因为爱
you and me,
你和我
can build up this community,
我们可以建立这个社团
a child,
来培养我们的孩子
to raise a Christian,
来培育我们基督徒
This is a family.
我们是一个家庭
We together
我们是一个家庭在一起
the difference.
来做出改变
In Proverbs chapter next In Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6
在箴言22章6节中说
Train up a child in the way he should go and when he is old he will not depart from it.
教养孩童使他走当行的路就是到老他也不偏离。
Parents raising children as believers.
这解释说父母亲我们来培养孩子就像是一个信徒来培养孩子这样。
It explains our parental responsibility to dedicate our children to God.
我们父母亲的责任是把孩子奉献到主的面前。
To train them in God's way.
在神的旨意下来训练培养他们。
For the past 16 years.
在过去的16年里。
I watched many of the children growing up.
我看到非常非常我们在非常多在教会的孩子长大。
They have grown up, some of them go into university.
有一些去了大学。
Some of them got a job.
有一些人找到了工作。
And they go overseas.
有的人出到了国外。
This amazing God.
是非常非常我们奇妙的神。
Who is at work in this life of the children.
是在每一位小孩的生命中工作的。
The past 6 years.
在过去的六年里。
As a pastor.
作为一个牧师。
Children dedication
是儿童的奉献礼。
The next one. Children dedication is so significant.
儿童的奉献是非常的重要的。
We have children in 2015.
我们有从2015年就有孩子在我们教会。
It started with the dedication service.
2015年开始我们有儿童教会的这样的一个奉献礼。
I was told that there are about 54 children dedicated.
我听说有 54, 有54位儿童被奉献在上帝的面前。
Plus today three.
加上今天三位孩子们被奉献在神的面前。
感谢神。
Thanks God.
God is good.
上帝是美善的。
Each and every year.
每一年。
God raised this young generation.
上帝培养这些年轻的后一代。
With the commitment of teachers and the parents.
在老师和父母的奉献下。
Loving God.
爱主爱上帝
Wanting to raise this generation,
想要把这样的一代能够培养起来
a generation we call Joshua generation,
我们把这样的一代叫作为、Joshua, 约书亚的一代
who love God,、
爱上帝的一代
fear God,
并且敬畏上帝的一代
and walk with God,
并且跟上帝同行的一代
Knowing God is faithful.
知道上帝是信实的。
He has great plans for my life.
他在我的生命里有美好的计划。
Isn't it wonderful?
这是不是非常的奇妙呢?
We have the church that has children ministry.
我们的教会有这么多儿童并且有儿童的事工。
Children ministry remind us a dedication service.
教会的事工提醒了我们，我们需要有儿童奉献礼这样的一个事工。
Is to bless children introduced by introducing God's influence, on their lives.
是来祝福孩子，并且让孩子在上帝的影响下能够来成长。
To commit parents to godly child rearing.
是教会支持来和引导家长来培养我们的孩子。
To give children God's blessing for protection from the evil one.
让孩子得到上帝的祝福和保护，以避免魔鬼的攻击。
To bring reminder the church,
也提醒我们的教会。
To commit to support and minister to parents in their trust of rearing children.
使教会能够支持和引导家长来培养我们的孩子们。
It is not one person duty.
这不是一个人的职责。
It is not one.
这不是一个老师的职责
It is the whole family of God.
这是我们整个上帝的家庭的职责
Our hope
我们的盼望
is to reach out evangelistically because many outside people they come and they see the church has the family
是能够对外向孩子们来传福音是有很多家长因着孩子的缘故能够来到教会
The next one. It is true. Yep. It is true in the natural way that any growing plants.It is true, likewise, a spiritual way, such as a group, as a church.
好像就像是在自然领域，好像在花园这样，我们的教会也是需要这样的来成长。
If a church is alive, it should be growing.
如果一个教会是有生气的，它应该是要成长的。
If there is no growth occurring, then there is something wrong.
假如没有成长，那一定是有一些东西不对了。
It is every Pastor's desire to see growth and influence.
这是每一位牧者都渴望的，渴望教会的成长和影响。
Thank God that God helped us.
谢谢主，主来帮助我们。
We God has to put into our heart, a person's heart, that God is not willing that anyone should be perished.
这也是上帝放在我们每一个人心里的，他不愿一人灭亡。
In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
在彼得后书三章九节。
We may grow or we may sow and water, but it is God who gives the increase. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
在哥林多前书三章六节中也说，是我们播种和浇水，可是是上帝叫他成长。
Our God is still a sovereign God.
我们的上帝是最高的统治者。
He rules in the affairs of men.
他直到今天也持续管理人们的事情。
In Psalm chapter 170, verse 31 to 38.
在诗篇中说到。
Apostle Paul indicates that we are to excel in the edifying of the church in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12.
使徒保罗也指出，渴望多得属灵的恩赐是用来建造教会的，而不是用来自夸的。
So it is with you, since you are eager for gifts of the Spirit, try to excel in those that build up the church.
你们也是一样，既然渴慕属灵的恩赐，就应该多多追求造就教会的恩赐。
Edify means to help others, each other, to grow.
这指出我们需要帮助我们周边的人一同来成长。
I would like to encourage you to think about this challenge, this question.
今天我要来鼓励我们一起来思想这样的问题。
How we can apply God's word?In our life,
我们要怎么样让上帝的话语就根植在我们的心中
？In our family church,
在我们家庭的教会里面
，What stands out in Luke chapter 2 verse 5, verse 52 that Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and with man?
今天在路加福音中的这节圣经给你的亮光又是什么呢
？How does growth in the believer's life work?
路加福音教导我们要有关要做有关神和耶稣的事，在基督徒的生命中，我们又该如何的来成长呢
？What are you going to do about it？
我们要做些什么呢
？We are to encourage。
我们需要互相的鼓励。
Who are you going to encourage, tell, and involve or help them to grow？
我们在家中又要如何的来应用主耶稣的智慧、身量和神和人喜爱的这样的一节经文来互相鼓励和做呢？行为呢
？Next, in Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 to 11,
在哥罗西书一章九到十一节
，It's a prayer that asks God.
这是我们在神面前的一个祷告。
To fill us with the knowledge of His will,
求他赐下知识和智慧
through all the wisdom and understanding,
在他的智慧赐下智慧，让我们能够更加的明白神的旨意
that the Spirit gives,
让我们能明白神的旨意
so that we may live a life worthy of the Lord,
所以我们能够在主里面有一个有意义的生命。
And to please him in every way,
并且能够在凡事上得蒙他的喜悦
bearing fruit in every good work,
让我们在每一件事情上都有所得
growing in the knowledge of God,
在上帝的知识上成长长大
being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might,
在神的荣耀中能够坚强起来并力上加力
so that we may have great endurance and patience,
使我们有更加忍耐宽容的心
我们一起来读好吗
？Let's read this Bible together.
Okay, you can read in Chinese. I read in English. Okay, make it as a prayer, asking God bless this church. This is my desire, my prayer.
用这节经文让成为我们的祷告，成为我们的渴慕，让这节经文成为我们教会的祝福。
Children, let's pray together.
让我们一同来祷告，
好吗 ？Let's read together. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
我们求父神，借神圣灵赐下的知识和智慧，明白他的旨意，使我们配得为他而活，讨他的喜悦，在善事上多结果，在神的知识上成长，在神的荣耀全能中坚强，起来力上加力，使我们更加有忍耐、宽容的心态。
So that we may have great endurance and patience. Amazing, isn't it?
是非常的奇妙的一段经文。
Colossians is a growing church.
哥罗西是一个成长的教会。
A church where Apostle Paul wanting them to put God's word.
这是上帝的话语在他们的里面，在这个教会里面使他们成长。
Knowing God will fill you.
知道上帝会能够满足我们。
With wisdom.
满足让我们得蒙智慧
That the Holy Spirit gives you understanding.
让圣灵给我们明白的心。
Knowledge.
让给我们知识。
To equip these young ones.
让我们能够装备这些小朋友们。
To raise this young generation.
让我们来培养这些下一代，年轻的下一代。
Holding on to God's word.
紧紧地抓住神的手。
Trusting God.
完全的信靠主。
Leading us.
来引导我们。
Obeying His word.
顺服他的旨意。
Next, as my closing prayer,
我最后的祷告
is we recommit our life before God.
让我们重新在神的面前献上我们的生命
Asking God use me mightily.
请求神完完全全来使用我们
Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
上帝是教会的头
We are to submit to Him.
我们必须要在他的面前完全的摆上
As my Lord and Savior
接受他们接受神成为我们的救主
We are called to serve him
我们是被呼召来侍奉主耶稣的
With a complete devotion
我们是完全的奉献在主耶稣的面前的
Be faithful
我们要有信心
Jesus saves We trust and obey him.
耶稣是拯救的神，我们要相信他，并且能够顺服他。
We seek to grow.
我们并且寻求成长。
In the knowledge of his word.
在上帝的知识和话语中来成长。
This is my desire.
这是我的渴望。
To grow like Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor of God.And with man.
这是我的渴望能够像主耶稣一样在智慧身量并神和人的喜悦中一同来成长
Let's pray
让我们一同来祷告
Father God
亲爱的主耶稣
Thank you
谢谢你
For loving us
谢谢你爱我们
Into your hand
在你的手中
We commit our life to you
我们将我们的生命奉献
You use us, O God
你来使用我们我的上帝
Just as we are
就像使用我们让我们成
Jesus
主耶稣
You are the head of this church
你是我们教会的元首
You are my Lord, my Master
你是我的上帝你是我的主
Lead this church
引导这个教会
For your glory
成为你成长的
Jesus
主耶稣
You called us
你呼召我们
To serve you with complete devotion
来服侍你并委身的服侍你
Teach me Lord
来教导我们主耶稣
What you want me to do
你想要我在我的生命中为你做些什么
And I will obey you
我就会完全的顺服你
Faithfully
凭着信心来顺服你
Teach me to serve you
并且能教导我让我来服侍你
With complete devotion
完完全全的委身的来服侍你。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
You saved me.
你拯救了我。
Help me to trust and obey you.
帮助我，让我来相信，来顺服你。
Every day.
每一天都来顺服你。
Of my life.
在我的生命中的每一天都来顺服你。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督。
Give me wisdom.
给我智慧。
Knowledge.
给我知识
and understanding,
给我理解
as I meditate your words,
当我默想你的话语的时候
give me the joy,
给我喜乐的心
of the Lord,
上帝的喜乐
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你主耶稣基督
Help us to grow,
帮助我们成长
Just as Jesus grew,
就像是主耶稣这样成长一样
wisdom,
在智慧中
in stature,
在身量中
in favor with God,
并神和人的喜爱中
and with men,
人和人的喜爱中
For your glory
为着你的荣耀
In Jesus' name I give thanks and pray
在主耶稣基督的名求
Amen
Amen